Last time on The X Factor. The contestants sang their hearts out. Hey. Skywish became the next casualty of The X Factor.
Yeah, I'd say Varia.
All right, I am sorry, Skywish, but that means you are going home tonight.
Now, just 10 contestants remain as we continue our search for The X Factor. It's time to face the music!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The X Factor, the greatest singing show on VH. As always, we are joined by the ever-so-witty Dylan Collins and the ever-so-beautiful Princess Clary.
Dylan Collins. Princess Clary. Autumn.
Autumn is not here because she's getting her makeup done because she is a diva. All right. Dylan, how are your contestants holding up?
Cookie's just been crying a lot because I've been telling her that she needs to work harder. Wait, that's Reed. Cookie's and Miriam are doing well. Reed's been crying a lot.
And Clary, what have your contestants got to bring to the show tonight?
Well, my contestants have got pure talent to bring to the show, and I think that's all you really need. Because mine haven't been crying. They haven't been worried at all because they're super confident because they're better than everyone else.
All right. Well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your first contestant?
I would, as a matter of fact. Are you ready for the most amazing male singer on my team? It's Reed to me.
I have always been a fan of Styx. Styx is one of my favorite bands.
Reed's musical hero is Dennis DeYoung from Styx, and he has a crazy high voice, so I'm interested to hear what Reed is going to do tonight. I think it's going to be interesting.
Dylan's also a really big fan of Styx, so I'm really hoping that he digs the song, but I am really hoping that everybody enjoys the song as much as they did last week with my Pink Floyd song.
Reed to me.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call. I know I'm a fool, but what can I say? Whatever the price, I'll pay for you. And the world turned around, but somehow you changed. You're so far away. I long for the past and dream of the days with you. Madame Blue. Looking glass, heaven's door. Oh, yeah.
And that was a wonderful performance by Reed to me. Dylan, what did you think?
Thing is, Reed, you hit it out of the park last week, so this week you had to really step it up for me even further. And I was a little bit let down by this. Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great for me. But I think you were a victim of your own hero, because no one is Dennis DeYoung. Could have been worse. You could have said Steve Perry. However, America, America, suck it, Claire.
And Clary, what did you think?
I have nothing against America. I don't know why he's directing at me.
If you're going to be on shows in America, you learn to speak the language, Claire, and stop talking like a Neanderthal.
I don't understand what you're talking about. The X Factor is a British show. You do know that, don't you?
It's not by not Simon next month. Cowell. It's coming out in America.
It may be coming out in America, but it's
this show.
It was created by an English person in England.
Predominantly in America.
I don't care. This is an English show. I create it here, and Simon Cowell created it in my country.
Well, your audience is American, so maybe you should learn to speak the language.
Well, I don't care. Okay, I'm going to give my critique now. I thought, you know, I don't think this was quite as good as last week, but it was very, very close to it. I do still think this is one of the best things I've heard you do as well. I thought that certain bits of it could have used a bit more power, but overall, I thought the tone was really good, and I really enjoyed listening to it. It's kind of made me sort of see you in a different light as a singer, because it's not that I thought that you were really bad before. I've never thought that you were bad, but it's just for these past, you know, for the last week's submission, after hearing that and now hearing this, it's kind of proven that you are not a one-trick pony. You can do this, and you can do it really well, like, repeatedly. So I am really looking forward to, I hope you make it through for next week, and I will look forward to hearing you again.
I would be remiss if I didn't throw this in really quickly. Sweet falsetto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I put that in the chat and I forgot to say it. Really good falsetto. I like that too.
All right, well, Clary, would you like to introduce your next contestant?
Yes, I would. This is Silver Soulbird.
Silver Soulbird.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track, coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back. She hid around corners and she hid under beds. She killed it with kisses, and from it she fled. Every bubble she sank with a drink, and washed it away down the kitchen sink. The dog days are over. The dog days are done. The horses are coming, so you.
The dog days are over. The dog days are
And that was an excellent performance by Silver Soulbird. Dylan, what did you think?
I think it's ridiculous that you're wearing a leopard print thong.
Oh.
Copper. As far as Silver Soulbird goes, wasn't as haunting as last week, didn't set the mood as much. You have an amazing voice. This one's not going to stick with me like last week said, though.
And Autumn?
I kind of liked it and I kind of didn't. It kind of sounded like you were, like flirting with flatness the entire time. Like it was like, especially the entire first verse and first chorus, it was just kind of like not flat, but almost under the pitch. And I don't know if it was maybe because of the echo effect that was added or what. I kind of liked the ending, but at the same time, and I liked your runs. That was one thing I liked. I did like your runs, but a couple of times they were a little inaccurate and kind of unclear sounding. But other than that, it was an all right song. I liked it for the most part.
And Clary?
Silver Soulbird's had a bit of a cold. I think I should just mention that. She's had a little
Stop
bit of a cold.
Using sickness.
But it's
as an
true.
Excuse.
She has.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't have any effect on anything.
I'm just
Autumn
saying.
Autumn did that last week.
I don't care.
She wasn't
it's
bad
true.
Enough to warrant saying she had a cold. She was still good.
I'm just saying. It should be mentioned. I'm just saying. And because it does affect my critique. God, Dylan. Why can't you just only speak when you're spoken to, like a good boy?
I just don't think that should be taken into account.
Nobody
all.
Is speaking to you. Shut all up.
All right. Well, why don't we just get to the critique?
Yeah. This is like what the energy I've been looking for you, and this is why I suggested this song of all of Florence and the Machine songs. I thought this would be good because it really does give you that capacity to use the energy, and this is what I've been looking for, like from you for a really long time. So I'm really, really pleased that you did it. I can kind of see what Autumn was saying about the flirting with flatness thing. I like that phrase. I could kind of see what she meant there. But I really liked the slides that you did. I thought they were amazing. I thought. And it sounded really good. And some of the parts where you weren't that articulate as well, they really sort of matched the style of the song. So, I'm really pleased.
Speaking of not articulate, can we get on with this?
All right, Autumn, would you like to introduce your first contestant?
Yes, my first contestant is Aria.
Aria. Close before mine.
And that was a fantastic performance by Aria. Autumn, what did you think?
You know, I just thought that that was really, really, really good. I really couldn't find anything wrong with it. I thought that the whole thing, that everything that you did with it was just perfect. It was just like the perfect amount of everything, in my opinion. I could have said, I don't know. I just thought this was really good, so.
And Clary?
I thought that this was just perfection. I thought it was so, so beautiful. And it proves that, because we already know that Aria is an amazing singer and we know that she can do those pelty, powerful bits. It just proves that you don't always necessarily have to do that to come out with a brilliant performance. And this song also makes me really angry for the fact that Aria was in the danger zone for last week. And that really annoys me because you people should be voting for her. And so I'm not very happy about that, frankly.
And Dylan?
So many people as technically skilled as you focus on technicality, don't pay any attention to emotion or performance. I'm glad I saved you. You meant every word you sang. Every single word had meaning behind it. And that to me is so important. And this is why it's important to vote. This was amazing. And to think it could have been a farewell song is heart-wrenching. You guys have to vote, people. This is the performance. I think it's going to be the performance of the night. I can't picture anybody topping this.
I know. It was so good.
All right. Well, Clary, would you like to introduce your second contestant?
Yes.
It's my turn.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Dylan, would you like to introduce your second contestant?
I don't know now, since I was forgotten.
I switch up the order each time.
Next up. In honor of you, Cobber, Cookies is singing the thong song.
Okay.
Sharp Cookies.
All in my head, and the things I think just don't make sense. So where you been then? Don't act all coy, don't turn it around on me like it's all my fault. See, I can see that look in your eyes, the one that shoots at me each and every time. You grace me with your cold shoulder. Satisfied. See, I know just how you feel. I'm starting to feel myself feeling that way too. When you praise me with your cold shoulder, whenever you look at me,
just for you. Even in the daylight, I don't see you. I do look for things I hear, but our eyes never find. Though I do know how you play,
you grace me with your cold shoulder. Whenever you look at me, I wish I was her. You shower me with words made of knives. Whenever you look at me, I wish I was her. You grace me with your cold shoulder.
And that was a fantastic performance by Sharp Cookies. Dylan, what did you think?
A little bit low for you. Why do you guys keep picking these amazing singers as your heroes? Why can't someone pick like William Hung or Autumn? Somebody you can be better than. The bridge was kind of messy. It made me feel like I was back in the mental institution from the last time I visited Cleary. There were like so many crazy voices and I don't know. For me, this wasn't a home run.
And Cleary?
Yeah, it was, it just seemed a little bit kind of, like, messy. None of it really seemed like it had been tidied up enough, like it was clean enough. It kind of sounded a little bit all over the place and didn't really come together very well. It's really, yeah, it was okay. I don't think it was your best. Sorry.
I heard a rough version of this earlier this week, and I liked her rough version better.
Mm. All right, well, Autumn, what would you think?
Yeah, I thought this was really strained sounding. It was kind of, and your rhythm problems came back. They were gone last week. I don't know. I thought you did really well last week. You were actually singing, and this sounded more like just kind of talking, I don't know, talk singing kind of, but it just sounded like you were just like pushing it out. And at the same time, none of your phrases, like nothing that you were saying was actually communicated. You know what I mean? Like you
kind of
really
like when
have
Autumn
the right
critiques.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. That comment. yeah. And that makes me forget entirely what I was saying. So, I didn't like it. That's the long and short though.
Clary, would you like to introduce your contestant?
Yeah, why not? I would like to introduce Will.
So I hate to be following a trend, but this week I will be singing a song from my selected idol, Frank Sinatra.
If Will had been born like a bit earlier, I think that he'd have been in the Rat Pack.
In a time where Katy Perry and Justin Bieber are taking over the radio, Sinatra's style and music is much more than a passing fad, but more of a foundation of great music and entertainment.
Will.
And now, the end is here, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did
what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each chartered course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Was a great performance by Will. Clary, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought, I understand that, like, Frank Sinatra is your musical hero, so I obviously know why you chose that song, but I'm not sure it was really the best choice. I think that we really need to sit down, as I say sit down and talk about, but you know what I mean, it's more a figure of speech than anything, sit down and talk about what we want to do with your voice and where we want to take you, because I think we really need to start thinking of, you know, doing something a bit more, a bit different, and maybe a bit more challenging, because I think that I think at the moment we're a bit stuck in a rut. I think we need to try some new stuff with you, otherwise we're going to fail to impress, I think. So I think we've got stuff to work on, but overall it was an okay performance, but I just think we might run the danger of getting a bit boring.
And Autumn?
I was a little bit bored, actually, with this. I thought that it sounded nearly the same as your song last week, and it was a little kind of cut and dry, just a little bit too prim and proper. It could have used a lot more dynamics and a lot more emotion, I thought. Like, words are words, but you have to, like, convey the meaning that's behind them. And you have to express what they're actually saying. And one big thing about songs that have a lot of pauses like this is that you have to start the next words with the same energy that you ended the last words on before the pause. and then make it sound different, or else it just sounds really disjointed and like you just kind of even forget what the person's even talking about. And I thought that you could open up more, especially on the high notes, because they were just a tad strained and throaty. The whole thing was a little bit throaty, but that's, yeah.
And Dylan.
I mean, you're a good singer, so sorry.
Autumn, I get on you sometimes, but that was a legit critique. The you have to start in the same energy as you ended the last note on. Everybody now for the next 2 weeks on all the other singing shows will be saying that. Everyone is singing goodbye songs tonight. It's like everyone expected to get cut, and that makes me sad because you're all emo.
Aww.
I think your sweet spot is the old-time crooner thing, but this was such an obvious choice for Frank Sinatra. If you didn't like That's Life or something upbeat, you would have caught our attention. You have to stand out at this point. I didn't like it as much as last week. I heard some mic puffs when you swelled with the music, got a little toppy. I will be happy when I hear you sing Beyond the Sea, and not until then.
All right. Well, Autumn, would you like to introduce your next contestant?
Yes, my next contestant is Tilly.